We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eagers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We've been unable to get access to the kinds of things we need to know.
Susan Rice was the typhoid Mary of the Obama administration.
I don't want to undermine any leverage I may have.
You know, there's like a loyalty purge going on in the last month in the White House.
People just want to make sure that every legitimate vote is counted.
I'm not in favor of mandating mask wearing.
That's the law!
Yeah, that was Governor Cuomo there at the end yelling at a reporter, by the way, coming soon to a Sam Page press conference near
that's
you.
That's the law because I said it.
That's right.
Exactly. Could you imagine Sam Page saying it? That would be like, that's the law because I said it.
It's kind of rather soft-spoken.
You didn't have enough of a dramatic pause after each word.
That's the law because it's not safe.
Probably a good bedside manner, but maybe not so much so in the county executive's office.
I just wanted this press conference to be cut in half if he'd speed it up a little bit.
No kidding. Lord have mercy. It's like listening to Obama talk. You remember how long
long pauses and dramatics
to get anything out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is Thursday. We're glad that you're with us. Lots going on today. Actually, the couple updates overnight on the election. We got the new stuff we're trying to digest from Sam Page from yesterday. So I listened to big chunks of the news conference. I heard the issue about the restaurants and the safe at home orders and all that stuff. I did not hear the new restrictions on youth sports, which he piled on again yesterday. And I only found out about it last evening when I got an email from the athletic director at my kid's school telling me, hey, well, guess what? We're still going to be able to allow spectators, we think, because we're safely socially distancing people.
Oh, ours said none.
Ours has allowed like two family members, and they
we
have
did
X's,
up until that came out.
They have X's X'd out on the bleachers, so they were still planning on allowing that. But any student that participates in any sport, practice or a game day, has to wear a mask at all times, even if the sport involves extreme physical exertion.
Yeah. And what sport does your kid play?
She's a swimmer now, apparently. Just went from volleyball to swimming. Just started practice last week. So I don't know if you can breathe through that mask underwater better than you can in the air. I haven't figured that out yet. I don't know how that's going to work.
Oh, boy.
Or does she have to wear it until the starter hits the button, then she has to rip it off and throw it behind her and dive into the water and then put it on as soon as her head pops back up. How does that work?
Are we going to start giving kids some kind of swimming handicap then, like you get in golf for the mask time?
Yeah, we used to joke that the kids that swam were around so much chlorine all the time, it killed everything anyway. So I don't know.
And touching that bleachy pool deck and, oh. You become immune to things when you're a swimmer.
And the rule for spectators, the information I have is only about basketball, so maybe different sports do different things. But for basketball, there are no spectators at any St. Louis County basketball events.
Hmm. Maybe it's just an interpretation issue. I'll go back and read the email again, but I thought they said they would, for now, continue their their process. They were discouraging spectators, but they didn't ban it, is the way I read that. But anyway, we'll try to help you understand it, because the directions from the St. Louis County Health Department are as clear as mud. These are the youth sports guidelines in like a 7-point type, and it's single spaced, and it's 8 pages long.
Oh my goodness!
It's unbelievable. Gosh. It really is unbelievable.
It's like the legal agreement that comes with your new iPhone. It's like, you have me anyway.
You must read this to the end.
If you woke up today, you've got to have a mask on all the time. All right, good. We'll get to all that and more right now, though. Let's get to our guest, please. Senator Jim Talent joining us this morning, as he always does on Thursday mornings. Jim, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm fine.
Good.
You guys were talking about masks.
Yes.
You want me to read from an abstract of a meta-analysis, a study that is on the CDC website? It is from May of 2020.
Okay.
Now, let me read the sentence from the abstract. Here, that's in their study, we review the evidence based on the effectiveness of non-pharmaceutical personal protective measures and environmental hygiene measures in non-healthcare settings and discuss their potential inclusion in pandemic plans. Although mechanistic studies support the potential effect of hand hygiene or face masks, evidence from 14 randomized controlled trials of these measures did not support a substantial effect on transmission of laboratory-confirmed influenza.
In other words,
they don't work.
The piece of foam that I had across my face yesterday was completely worthless.
Right. Well, see, I knew this because, as you know, I go back some time with pandemic resilience. It's an issue I've worked on a lot over the years.
Right.
And when you would talk with people about masks, they would say, and I'm talking about the experts, well, you know, it's very mixed. It might be of some marginal benefit in certain instances. It also could cause some harm in certain instances. And anyway, people don't use them properly because there are mask protocols. Now, I'm not saying that there is not some value in requiring masks in certain circumstances, in part to remind people that we have a deadly virus out there and we need to be careful to wash our hands and do some other things. But this tendency to turn masks into the panacea for this is a big mistake. And I mean, I'm just telling you, explanation they're coming up with this now can't cancel out decades and decades of studies. I mean, this is not our first rodeo when it comes to, you know, viral epidemics and masks.
So it just isn't. The key to what you read there, if I can have you back up a little bit, is that masks that aren't like the N95 level masks are not effective, according to these studies on the CDC website from earlier this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what people, in March, I called up a friend of mine because I was still flying, you know, and this guy is a liaison. I mean, he really knows all this stuff. He's not a virologist, but he's worked for years and years and years with the people who are. And I said, you know, should I bring a mask with me in the airlines? He had a big sigh and he said, well, he said, I guess I'd bring one. And if somebody right next to you is coughing, go ahead and put it on.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is the attitude for years. And that's why they were saying in the spring, the masks don't help. I mean, that they didn't pull that out of nowhere.
Right.
OK, that's what the studies have been saying. They're very, very mixed about the use of masks, particularly now in a healthcare setting where people understand the protocols and it's a different environment and they have different purposes. OK, but I mean, I see people, you know, talking about the masks like they're kind of a charm. They're going to ward this thing off, and that's not how it works. A lot of this stuff, the evidence is very mixed, like the 6 feet of social distancing. You know what the WHO says? So 1 meter. Basically half of that. That's what the WHO is saying.
Okay.
There's a lot we don't know about this. And one of my concerns about it, and I unfortunately consumed the whole interview last. I'm not going to do it again. But No. When you impose these measures, I would like to see them having studied and quantified the downside impacts. You know, ask the question: okay, how many additional heart deaths might we have because people don't have access, or they're afraid to go to the doctor with chest pain as a result of this?
Wow.
What about the downside of these things? Okay, and I don't see any attempt. Now, I did not listen to the whole press conference. Maybe they've done it. But you got to quantify the downsides, because the object is to minimize the total human harm over the life of the pandemic. It is not specifically to suppress transmission in the short term. That's a factor. But it ought not to be the ultimate goal, because there are other equities, right?
I'm glad that you're bringing this up, Jim. I mentioned yesterday, it strikes me as a little odd that we're now seeing spikes in cases and deaths that we haven't seen since May. But back in April and May, we were being told masks weren't necessary. Now I see more people than not wearing the masks, but the cases are higher than ever. My conclusion from that is, they don't really know how to contain the spread of this thing. It's a virus, and thank goodness we've got now a third vaccine. I understand AstraZeneca has now announced its vaccine as well, and we're going to get these in distribution in the next couple of weeks, it looks like.
Right, and that's an argument for these kinds of measures, because the only way you defeat a virus is getting to herd immunity.
Yes.
Now, you can do it either naturally or through man-made processes, which is what a vaccine is, right? And if you think you got a vaccine right around the corner, that does strengthen the argument for measures to suppress transmission in the short term, because you can actually save lives that way, even in the long term, right? Because you get the vaccine. Otherwise, it sort of weakens the argument, because all you're doing is delaying the spread of the virus. Now, a piece of good news here is that, yes, we've seen increases in the fall.
Right.
But we've not seen the kind of increases exponentially that you saw in the spring. And what that means is that there are fewer targets. I mean, we are closer to herd immunity than we were before. The disease is endemic, but this is coronavirus season. Okay, so just like all endemic coronaviruses, the infections go up in the late fall, because it's coronavirus season.
Interesting.
But it's not going up. It's not exponential. It's not this almost direct line up as it was in the spring. So we are making progress. It's a balance that's required. And I'm concerned that authorities are not taking into account the equities on all sides of the balance, particularly when they tell kids who are engaged in, sports. I mean, do they really say you got to wear a mask when you're out, engage in athletic activity?
That's what it says. Yeah. Yeah.
See, I think that's kind of dangerous. I mean, I would really talk to, as a parent, and I had a kid in this situation, I'd talk to my pediatrician about this. Because you got to have oxygen when you're out running and playing sports. You don't want to be breathing in your own air.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm reading from the email from the athletic director at our kid's school. We have one new effect that will affect all of our athletes immediately beginning today. All athletes required to wear masks at all times while indoors. This includes practices and games. The original guidance was they only needed it to wear masks while not engaging in vigorous exercise, but that has now been replaced. So even in the middle of a basketball game or, doing whatever you're doing athletically, exerting, you're supposed to wear a mask now, according to the new guidelines. So that's where we are.
Yeah, it's concerning to me. I can't sit here and tell you that I have utter faith that they, whoever they is, have considered everything in the context of this. Yeah. I mean, I really can't. And particularly, I won't go on and on. Well, you probably had something else you wanted to ask me about.
Speaking of having faith, I was just going to ask you your thoughts on some of the disputes that are going on in the states around the country when it comes to this election. Yesterday in around Detroit, the couple of canvassers, Republican, two Republican, two Democrat, originally voted to apparently certify results. Now two of them have decided to rescind their vote because of concerns in about 70% of the wards there that have not been answered. It looks like that's headed to court. The president's attorneys have filed for injunctive relief in Georgia against the Secretary of State, and the Trump campaign's asking for a recount up in Wisconsin. Any thoughts on these efforts?
Yeah, I think that I think there is real value in pursuing this evidence of fraud, if for no other reason than to find out how reliable these election systems are. I doubt very seriously that enough votes are going to be changed to change the outcome of the election. If it turned on one state, I don't think I'd be saying that. I'd be saying, yeah, you know, the election result could change. But I doubt they're going to move enough votes as a result of what they find. But I think there is value in trying to make our election system better. And this is one of the ways you do it, by dragging these concerns out in the open where people can see them. And litigation is the way to do it. So I am comfortable with the president's people pursuing this. But I'm not going to sit here and say that I think it's going to change the result. And so I do think it's appropriate for Biden's team to be preparing for the transition. And in the next couple of weeks, because they got to certify, you know, the electors, and Congress has got to open the electoral ballot. So in the next couple of weeks, we're going to need to be moving on very probably, unless something big comes up that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about the fact that a lot of people don't understand what would happen if the certification is held up in a couple of these key states and the electors from those states can't go vote on December 15th and this gets thrown into the House. It's not, I mean, it's happened before. It's not unprecedented. And what I've explained to people earlier is that if that happens, the way the Constitution reads, the amendment, each state gets one vote and there are 38 Republican controlled states, which throws a whole different perspective on this election.
That's true, but we want the people choosing the next president.
I would agree.
Not the House. And I, you know, from what I can see, I think Biden has legitimately won. This is what I think. He's legitimately won enough electoral votes to be elected president. If that's the case, he needs to be elected in the Electoral College. I mean, we need to we owe it to the Constitution and to our fellow citizens to follow the procedure. Now, if nobody gets a majority, and that has happened, and I guess the last time it happened, like, wasn't it 1824, I think, then yes. But that generally happens when you have three or more people getting electoral votes, so nobody gets a majority.
But Jim, before I run out of time here, just let me ask this real quick. Why in the world in this country have we turned over our voting system, our electronic voting system, to foreign companies like Dominion? That defies logic to me. Why would we not be keeping all of this a little closer to the vest?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting question. And in fact, one of the things that everybody's looking at Washington, and a lot of this is because of the challenge from China, okay, is that we have security interests in secure domestic sources of supply, and not just for the Department of Defense, okay? One of the good things in the last 4 years is we're now energy producers, energy exporters, right? So we have secure sources of domestic energy. We want to be able to produce our own food. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to be able to produce our own medicines. And I think you're right. We ought to be able to produce our own election, election technology as well. But again, that's one of the good things about we're going to look and see whether this system actually had some problems that might have changed the outcome of the race.
Everybody seemed to have questions about it at some point in the past, and now you're not allowed to ask. So we'll see where that goes.
We have to insist on the right to ask. It's censoring people. You know, you can't have a tweet where you say, yeah, that's very, very bad. And, that might be the source of another interview.
We'll
on
do
Big
it.
Tech.
We'll do it next week then. Jim Talent, we appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
Right.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Former Senator Jim Talent there, now with the Bipartisan Policy Center, .org. Somebody posted that study on masks he was talking about up there on the Facebook page. You can go there and read it from the CDC. Coming up, we're going to talk to Stacey Washington, Stacey on the right, straight ahead.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In other places in the country who have gotten worse, have gone farther with their public health orders, and have gone back to even more restrictions like we've seen, like we saw back in March in our community, with non-essential businesses only. And that's where we're headed. We are headed past bars and restaurants, and we are headed toward a greater shutdown unless we can stop the transmission of this virus in our community and we can get our hands around it. Shout the battle
cry. You'll never stop me. Stacey on the right, Stacey Washington joining us this morning. Stacey, you heard the county executive there. What say you about what he did yesterday?
Well, I'm just wondering, and again, what was the calculation that was involved? Who sat in the room when he decides what percentage of people are allowed to occupy businesses, or which businesses have to be involved in? As he says, we're headed for another total shutdown. And if he has even listened, I know he's sitting there on the Zoom calls when people write in with questions. Questions like, did the first lockdown work? Yes, it worked to destroy businesses. Yes, it worked to bring more mental health problems to our community. Yes, it worked to steal the lives of our kids who weren't in school, who didn't have their activities and didn't have their sports. It worked to keep people out of church. So our actual emotional well-being was damaged. But did it work to stop the virus? I guess we had less transmission, but the sacrifice was too great. So we should be protecting people who are vulnerable, people with pre-existing yes. conditions, the elderly, people who don't feel comfortable coming out for whatever reason. But to tell restaurants they can't have people inside, these people are sitting down now at the table deciding whether or not they're going to keep their restaurants. They're deciding how are we going to make mortgage payments? How are we going to pay our bills? And Sam Page, who has two jobs, by the way, he works as an anesthesiologist illegally while occupying the seat of the county executive. Who knows how he was able to shoehorn himself back in with that outrageous vote tally? I don't trust it. But since he's still there, it's time to start talking about recalling him. He's like a dictator. He doesn't listen to any kind of feedback. He won't even admit that so many of the letters to the county council have made good points, and we deserve answers. He should feel obligated to answer some of the questions. One of the questions I have is, if the masks work and social distancing works, why do we need lockdowns? If all of us are wearing the masks because the mask mandate has been in effect for months now, why is the coronavirus case number spiking? So if we aren't going to have any effect or impact from wearing the mask and social distancing, then why do we have to keep doing it?
Yes.
If the lockdown is the only thing that works, then why can't we be free while we're out and just have our faces out and make eye contact with each other and at least smile while we watch our friends go out of business? There's got to be some give here. None of the stuff that he's proposing or has forced on us for the past 250 some odd days has worked. So if it's not working, why are we doing it again?
Well, nobody on council seems to be able to or seems to care either, other than Fitch and Harder and Trakas, who tried again Tuesday to rein in some of this emergency power. Right now, it's all in Sam's corner. I mean, he's got the money that he might dole out to a few of these businesses, may or may not. I read yesterday, I saw that he might consider giving up to $3 million to spread among these restaurants to try to ease the pain. I don't think most business owners want that. They want to stay in business and run their operations. 40 of them have gone to court now, Stacey. And I have to tell you, I went out to eat at Bartolino's South day before yesterday to show my support. I hope other people are doing the same.
That's our plan. We just plan to eat out more because obviously the Schnucks will still be open and they're going to be fine. Sam's Club and Lowe's will be fine. But these individual restaurants are they've been hurting. They were just getting their footing back, just hanging on by their fingernails, and now he's shutting them down again. So I encourage people, as you just said, frequent these restaurants, support them, tip the people who are bringing your food to your car, or if they're staying open, tip these waitresses, do what you can. But I'm wondering, I don't know about you, Mark, but didn't we just reelect Governor Parsons? Do we not have a Republican legislature? Is there no recourse for people who live in St. Louis County? It feels like the people in Jefferson City have abandoned St. Louis County. It's like, you know, you guys elected this guy, so you can live with it. The only problem is just gobs of us, like hundreds of thousands of us, voted against Sam Page, and we shouldn't be punished because we live with a bunch of people who don't have synapses that fire correctly. The people who voted for Sam Page obviously hate themselves. They hate business owners. They hate people who earn a living for themselves. And they hate our kids. They hate our kids playing sports, sitting around and laughing together like regular people. And those are the ones who have forced us. They saddled us with Sam Page. And we can't do anything to those voters, but we could certainly recall Sam Page, and we can certainly ask our elected officials. I called Governor Parsons' office last week when I heard that these restrictions were coming back, and I got voicemail. The mailbox is full. Really, Governor Parsons, after all of us helped to reelect you, and now we can't even get, we can't leave a voicemail? I also sent an email months back and got an automated reply. Yeah. Governor Parsons had better wake up. St. Louis County is a part of Missouri.
I had Governor Parsons on the show here a number of times leading up to the election, and I point blank asked him, do you have the power to step in St. Louis County? And he said he did, but he didn't think that was the right move at the time. So I don't know if he's changed his opinion on that. I'm going to try to get him back on the show here soon and ask him the same question again. I believe he could use the state's emergency authorization to override what Sam Page is doing locally.
So that's true. He could rescind the emergency authorization altogether, and that would nullify Sam Page's ability to make executive orders beyond 14 days. Or he could just step in and say, the state of Missouri is not going to make some businesses essential and some non-essential. He could simply say, every business in St. Louis, every business in Missouri is essential, so that Lowe's is not more important than Bartolino's. You know, the Katie's Pizza and Osteria is not less important than Schnucks. If he was to say something like that, then we would at least have a fighting chance. I have great sympathy for the number of deaths that have gone on, but has anyone been to the CDC website? I just went yesterday to verify something I saw. It turns out that usually in America, at least for the past 4 or 5 years, we have 2.8 million deaths a year. 2.8 million deaths per year of everything. This year, in November, with most of the year gone, we have 2.4 million deaths so far. So that means, because of the lockdowns and everything else, and including the people who have died from coronavirus, we are under the death rate. And I don't want anybody to die. But the fact is, we are not, as many Americans as normally die in a year's time have not died this year for whatever reason, whether it's a lower flu numbers. I went to the flu page. There are fewer people contracting the flu. Lots of people are being tested, but it turns out they don't have the flu. So it's a weird year, and we can't diminish what we're dealing with a pandemic. But we are, if we're looking at a new normal, Sam Page had better not even think that we're not going to sit by. We will not sit by and allow him to lock us down until March when the vaccine comes out, because what will he do? I wrote a letter in a few months ago and I asked him, Sam Page, what do you plan to do for the people who won't take the vaccine? There's a significant number of Americans who don't feel like the vaccine is going to be helpful or necessary for a coronavirus. You look at the impacts of the vaccine on the flu. Lots of people still get it. Lots of people still die. Everyone doesn't take it. How does he plan to force us to do that? Shut our businesses down, shut our power offs in the cop storehouses and haul us off? He seems like that's the way he likes to live. He feels like he should be able to sit in comfort at his house and tell everybody else what to do. So lots of questions, very few answers from him, but I'm tired of talking to him. He doesn't reply. Now it's Governor Parsons. Now it's the Republican-controlled legislature. What are they going to do for St. Louis County? We drive the GDP of the state. We are a huge factor in what happens in the state of Missouri. We are important too. We're suffering and we need help. Somebody had better step up or the recall petitions are going to start.
Yeah, Stacey, I'm with you on that. I think that's where the answer's got to go. The only reason I can think for the hesitation is that once you do that, you own it, and maybe they don't want to own it. That's all I can figure. But I agree.
Well, you know
a step
what?
Needs to be taken.
Yeah, before the election, I could see it, Mark. I could see where the governor wanted to be careful and make sure and win again. He's won. Now what is he doing? Like, come back to the microphone and speak out. Take control of the situation. Businesses should not be going under. You know, 8 million Americans are now in poverty compared to this time last year. That's not all in the state of Missouri, obviously. That's across the country. But elected officials aren't being held responsible for what they've done. Who is going to be responsible for 8 million Americans now living in poverty, 8 million new Americans? These numbers are real people. It's heartbreaking.
It is.
Somebody had better start taking responsibility.
It's a great point. Stacey Washington, thank you as always.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Great to have you on again. StaceyOnTheRight.com is her website. Go check her out there, please. At StaceyOnTheRight on Twitter. Quick break here. Phone lines are ringing 314-241-9797, plus our first responder spotlight coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is your first responder spotlight.
This is a favorite for me. Shout out to all of my friends at the St. Louis County Police Department. Thanks for all you do every day. I do, honestly, know a lot of great folks who work over there. My father-in-law retired from there years ago, and we love the St. Louis County Police Department and Chief Barton. So thanks to you for that. This entire month, we're going to honor the folks who are first responders, police, firefighters, EMTs. Listen, backstoppers.org is the place to go to help them. You know how much they pay out every year to help the families of fallen firefighters and first responders?
How much?
$2 million a year is their payout budget, which is why fundraising is so key to them. If you want to help these men and women, if you want to have their back, go to backstoppers.org. Learn more at 971talk.com/first responders. How about that? Just learned that yesterday when I talked to Ron Battelle.
That's amazing.
Isn't that awesome? And yeah, Greg Brown. Yeah, it was awesome.
That's incredible.
Great you people. Bet. Hey, let me get to a couple of phone calls here. Shannon online too. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted you to be aware that yesterday around 3 o'clock that the Department of Public Health just put a new restriction on our youth and our sports that they are required now to wear masks while they participate and compete in games and in practice. It's not just, you know, going to and from games or practices or even sitting on the bench, that now they have to wear it while they are participating and competing.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. I earlier read an email from my daughter's athletic director telling us just that, which made me wonder, now that she's participating in swimming, how that works if you're underwater.
I don't think it can work underwater.
If Sam Payne can figure out a way to make it work, it's going to happen. Well,
you're right about that.
So, yeah, it's mind-numbing to read it. I printed it off. In fact, this morning I was pointing out to Denise and Tricia, it's 7 pages of this tiny little type. It looks like the legal agreement at the end of, you know, some sign-up you do online that you're supposed to read it all. I don't know how anybody's expected to keep up with it. It's crazy.
Well, and if you don't, and if you don't print off what he did last time, and luckily I did, you almost don't know what changes.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, they ought to highlight the changes. It'll be like, you know, a fact checker or something. That's great.
That Shannon, would be too easy.
Yeah, thank you for the phone call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I bet. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's maddening that they're doing this to us. Let me get to Carol here on line one. Carol, good morning. I've got about a minute.
Hi, Mark. Like Stacy, I'm not going to take the vaccine, so I know you have legislators on, county council people. Can you ask them what price are the people like me who will not take the vaccine? What price will we pay? Will we lose our jobs if we don't take, if you have to verify to your employer? Will you not be able to go into a store? You're going to have to flash your identity, your papers and your, you know, to verify that you've had the vaccine. How does that work? What price are we going to pay for that?
It's a great question. Mm-hmm. And Carol, thank you for pointing that out. I don't know if they can dictate that to private companies or not, but I wouldn't be surprised if there aren't some private companies in the country who make a decision at a corporate level. Once the vaccine's available, we're going to provide it to you. I don't know if they're going to do that, but you got to wonder. If elected officials are doing it, you can bet I'm going to be asking them about it. You can guarantee that. Coming up, we will talk to Tom Ackerman, check on what's going on with the Cardinals and free agency and college basketball when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.